Did you guys see the cruise? We talked about this yesterday. Did you guys see the cruise family town hall last night? Did you guys happen to see that? You want to talk about fake? You know, yesterday we touched on this because Heidi Cruz was on, of course, Megyn Kelly's program, where she was doing her great imitation of Ted, basically the woman version of Ted. But last night it was, it was rough last night. It really was. It was rough because they had the kids. They had the kids in on it. Listen, I don't want to spend too much time, and I'm not going to attack the kids because it's not their fault. It isn't. And I even tweeted this out. Somebody asked about the children being on the campaign and if it's hard to keep everything together as a family with the kids and so forth and so on. And Heidi Cruz went on to say that it's the kids' choice, that Ted and Heidi talked to the children before this presidential run and asked how they felt, and it was their choice to come on the road. It was their choice to live in a campaign bus. It's their choice. And I'm thinking to myself, it's their choice. They're 5 and 8 years old. 5 and 8 years old. 5 and 8 years old. How is it their choice? 5 and 8 years old. How the hell does a 5 and 8 year old have any understanding of a presidential campaign? Because many, many, many minutes later, she told Anderson Cooper and the audience how she had to explain to the kids what a first lady is. So they're so full of crap. I mean, just beyond full of crap. And then they did the ultimate pander. Ultimate pander. Of course, nobody's going to talk about this because it's not right. If I was on regular television, people would be giving me the they'd be giving me the cut it sign. They'd be giving me the don't just stop. But they did this thing with the kids, where they were talking about the games the kids were playing. Okay, some type of I don't know about where the states are or the state is located, what the name is. I don't exactly know what the hell it was called, but it was one child's favorite game. It was the favorite game of the one child. And then Heidi asked the child, tell everybody what you said your favorite state was. And I'm thinking to myself, no, don't do it. Don't do it. Don't do it. And the kid goes, New York. And I went, oh, she did it. Wow. Wow. They got an 8-year-old to pander to New York on CNN. I mean, come on, man. Kid's got a picture game with the states. And then they ask the kid what the favorite state is. They're in New York. They're doing a town hall. And the kid goes, New York. Come on. Jeez. Man. Oh, man. I was shocked. I really was. Yeah, I was. I know. I had some people say, Rob, you're shocked at politicians pandering and politicians saying, you know, anything to get elected. And I went, well, yeah, when it involves a 5- and 8-year-old child, yeah, I'm shocked. Yeah. If the kids weren't involved, I wouldn't be shocked. I'd be going, yeah, okay, sure, I know. I know, this is your favorite, this is that, and okay. You're... But when you have two little kids involved, I mean, I'm not even talking about, like, Kasich kid age. We're not talking about teenage. We're talking about 5- and 8-year-old. When Heidi Cruz is saying it was their choice, 5- and 8-year-old? It was their choice. When I was 8 years old, I had to do whatever my mom and dad told me to do. Hell, I used to have to do whatever they told me to do until I was like 13. Not that I could do whatever I wanted, but, I mean, up until I was 13, it was like, we're going to church. I don't want to go to church. You're going to church. Okay. We're going to your grandmother's house. I have to go and buy her bologna and steaks, and then we have to individually wrap them and put them in the freezer for her. I don't want to go. You're going. Okay. I had to do that. I was like 12, 13. And here's Heidi Cruz going, well, you know, I talked to the kids and it was their choice. Their choice is 5 and 8. 5 and 8. I was playing. I know it's going to sound kind of Tim Miller-ish, but I was playing with dolls at the age of 8. If my parents are like, Rob? Yeah, Mom. Yeah, Dad. Well, Daddy's thinking about running for president of the United States. What's that? Well, let me explain to you. And so we're going to embark on this journey. We're going to live in a bus. We're going to do all these things. But you want to know something? What, Mommy and Daddy? It's up to you. Okay? What do you want to do? What? No, what are you kidding me? Rob, put your Cabbage Patch doll down. We're going to your grandmother's. Okay. Do I have a choice? No. Okay. And then the picture book. Tell everybody what's your favorite state? New York? Really? Really? How long did it take to teach the kids that? How long did it take for Ted Cruz and Heidi Cruz to say, okay, we're going to tell the story about your picture book, okay? And when we ask you, what's your favorite state? You say, Iowa? No, 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 no. What did we tell? What? Say it's New Hampshire? No. Again, New York? Yes, that's what you're going to say. Now, don't forget. Okay, I won't, Mommy and Daddy. I won't. I won't. Remember what happens if you disobey us. You ride in the bottom where the luggage is on that bus. Okay, Mommy and Daddy. Oh, I know. I told you, if I was on TV, they'd be giving me the hook right now. I'd be right after that joke. I'd be fired. They would go to the bars right now. Boop. Jeff Zucker. He would come in right now. Roger Ailes would be in. He'd be his old ass would be waddling in here. You're fired. Can't make jokes about kids being locked in the baggage compartment on a bus. What's wrong with you? What's wrong with you? That's not funny. That's not funny. It's not funny. But have you ever seen videos of the one kid, the Caroline, and her reactions to Ted? Seriously, have you ever seen them, though? It does seem like they get locked in the baggage compartment on the bus. I mean, come on. If you go to the site, if you go to therobzakarishow.com, we got the great, it's a great video where Ted's trying to get a kiss from his daughter and she's like putting her hands in his face like, no. She's turning her head. No, get away. You locked me in the baggage compartment yesterday, you scumbag. There's so many videos out there of the kid, like, pushing him away, running from him. And every so you'll see people's comments. Oh, guys, weren't you like that as a little kid? No, I don't ever remember pushing my parents away. I never remember pushing my parents away. No, unless they locked me compartment on a bus. That's the only time I can remember. I remember when my mom, I was about 12, okay? We were in Cape Cod. It was me, my mom, my brother, my sister, and I wanted to ride go-karts, okay? I wanted to ride go-karts, and I was like, because we had planned. We were going to ride go-karts. We were in Cape Cod. We were going to Martha's Vineyard. We were seeing where they made Jaws. It was like a whole thing. Wanted to ride go-karts. My mom said we were going to go on go-karts. And we went by the go-kart place. My mom said, well, we have to do this first. We have to. And I started just crying and screaming. And my mom pulled over. I kid you not. My mom pulled over, grabbed me out of the car by my arm, and then took off her shoe. And it was a clog. Remember clogs? Them wooden clogs. Remember them things? And she proceeded to hit me with that clog. that I remember. I was trying to run. I'm running in the air. She's got my arm. I'm running. And she's hitting me. And then after she hit me, she felt bad. And then we went to the go-karts. So we didn't even go to where she said we had to go before we went to go-karts. She beat me with the clog. And then she felt bad, and we went to the go-karts. But even then, after it was all said and done, I was just happy we went to the go-karts. I didn't run from my mom. And she beat me with a clog. Here's the Cruise kids. And the one is just terrified of Ted. It's like, what does she know? What does she know? You know, we all think we know. Like, he's got no friends. No one likes him. People are like, never Trump. So vote Cruz. What do you mean? If there's only two people who have a shot, Cruz or Trump. You're saying don't vote Trump. So you're saying vote Cruz. Really? He's that much of an a-hole? Yeah, ask his kid. Oh, okay. Well, I mean, come on. When you got a kid, when you got the kid going, New York is my favorite state. It's like, really? How do you know this? You're a little kid. You're 8 years old. How do you know anything is your favorite? How do you know? You get a bowl of macaroni and cheese. It's the greatest food in the world. How do you know? How do you know New York's your favorite? How do you know? There's a lot of states. How do you know that New York is your favorite? I got to take a break. I do. I got to take a break. I just a quick one, and we'll be right back after. I'm going to get that clip for tomorrow. I am. I'm going to get the clip. I'm going to have a whole bunch of clips tomorrow. I know we don't do the clip thing like everyone else does. If we had a staff of 10, then I'd have clips during the show. We'd have clips right now, but we don't. I'm lucky I got coffee. All right, we'll be back. We'll be back. It'll take us 1 minute. Don't cry. Just relax. We'll be right back. It's the Rob Zicari Show. Don't forget, during the break, go to the RobZicariShow.com. Go there. Go there. It's looking good, man. It's looking really good. You guys will like it. Just go there. Don't delay. Don't delay.